All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today for Thursday, April 8th. I'm NPR reporter Tim Nelson. Here's our top story right now. A pulmonologist testifying for the prosecution in the trial of Derek Chauvin today said George Floyd died because of low levels of oxygen that damaged his brain and caused his heart to stop. Dr. Martin Tobin said by handcuffing and pinning Floyd to the street, officers essentially placed Floyd's left side in a vise.
It's totally being pushed in, squeezed in from each side, from the street at the bottom, and then from the way that the handcuffs are manipulated. It's not just the handcuffs. It's how the handcuffs are being held, how they're being pushed, where they're being pushed, that totally interfere with central features of how we breathe.
The cause of Floyd's death is taking shape as a key dispute in the murder trial, as Chauvin's attorney contends drug use and poor health were to blame. Minneapolis police said today they think three random stabbing incidents in South Minneapolis in mid-March all involved a single perpetrator. A woman was stabbed to death near Franklin and Chicago mid-morning on March 17th. A few minutes later, a man was stabbed in the street on Park Avenue, and another man stabbed and seriously injured at a Lake Street bus shelter soon after that. John Elder is a spokesman for the Minneapolis police.
You have people who were victims of crimes through no fault of their own. None. They were in the wrong place. They didn't do anything to aggravate the individual. No indication that a stabbing was coming.
Elder said the evidence includes surveillance video showing the suspect in the area at the time, including several images of his face shot from a distance. Crime Stoppers is offering a reward in the case and asking anyone with information to step forward. Today's update from state health officials shows the number of COVID-19 cases each day continues to trend upward, even as vaccination efforts accelerate. Here's a closer look at the numbers. Active cases are trending now at levels not seen since the start of the year. Hospitalizations and deaths also continue to slowly climb. There are now 565 people with COVID-19 in Minnesota hospitals, and the age of people needing to be hospitalized is trending younger. But there have now been more than 3 million COVID-19 vaccine doses administered across the state. More than 1.9 million Minnesotans have received at least one dose of the vaccine, and the state is on track to have 50% of adults vaccinated within 2 weeks. And here's some other stories we're watching. The Minneapolis Charter Commission has approved a ballot proposal that would restructure city government. The ballot measure would strengthen the authority of the city's mayor if voters pass it. The current charter, originally put in place more than a century ago, splits power between the council and the mayor. Charter Commissioner Barry Clegg says that often sends mixed messages to city departments, whether they should be responsive to direction from the administration or to 13 individual council members.
We have, as people often refer to it, we have a 14-boss problem in Minneapolis.
The council and the mayor are also on the ballot this fall. And a 28-year-old Illinois man has pleaded guilty to federal arson charges stemming from rioting in Minneapolis last summer. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Matthew Lee Rupert recorded himself on cell phone video explaining that he had come to the city to riot and later damaging buildings and looting businesses. One video shows him asking for lighter fluid, entering a Sprint cell phone store, and then dousing some packages inside and directing another person to set them on fire. In sports, the Twins opened their home season at Target Field this afternoon, despite a threat of rain. Also today, Minnesota State Mankato is playing St. Cloud State in one Frozen Four semifinal, and Minnesota Duluth faces Massachusetts. The winners of the two games face off for the national championship on Saturday night. And here's a look at the weather. Tonight, look for cloudy skies with patchy fog. There's a chance of showers across most of the state with lows in the upper 30s in the northwest to the mid-40s southeast. Tomorrow will be cloudy with fog in the morning. Rain is likely with highs in the mid-40s to lower 50s. That's it for Minnesota Today. Thanks for listening. I'm Tim Nelson. Kathy Werzer will have an update in the morning. Until then, stay safe and stay healthy.